From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. A U.S. envoy, Brett McGurk, says the offensive is receiving American air support.
So when it comes to Mosul, we're working to apply all the lessons that we've learned in these very difficult places like Tikrit, like Ramadi, and relying on the Iraqi security forces that we have helped train and the Kurdish Peshmerga that we have helped train as a coalition.
Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in the battle. On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front. Kurdish forces say Iraqi flags are now flying from buildings near Mosul's airport. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday it is withdrawing from parliament after an unprecedented arrest of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. In a televised speech, Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim called on the party to, in his words, return from this mistake before it is too late. Turkey drew international condemnation Friday following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. Officials in the Indian capital say they have shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed coal-fired power plants temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that shrouded New Delhi this past week. This is VOA News. In the U.S. presidential campaign, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are appearing in key states in a last-minute bid to grab the attention of undecided voters. National surveys continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not believed to be insurmountable. More than 41 million Americans have already voted in states that allow early voting. Both Clinton and Trump have been painting a dark picture of what the country would look like with the other in the White House. Here is Clinton speaking in Pennsylvania.
This election is about much more than the two candidates. Our names may be on the ballot, but make no mistake, everything you care about, everything I care about and I've worked for is at stake.
Hillary Clinton. Voters in 35 U.S. states will decide policy issues Tuesday that include legalizing recreational use of marijuana and restricting access to guns and ammunition. 160 ballot initiatives will be decided by the voters. California's Proposition 64, which is leading in the polls, could create a multi-billion-dollar marijuana industry by legalizing the recreational use of the drug for adults in the state. Similar measures are on the ballot in Arizona, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts. Voters in Maine and Nevada are considering measures that would expand background checks for the purchase of guns. Californians are considering whether to eliminate the death penalty. The minimum wage could get a boost in South Dakota, Arizona, Colorado, Maine, and Washington state. At least 24 people were killed and more than 80 wounded in fighting between Puntland and Galmudug state forces in the central Somali town of Galkayo. The two states agreed to a ceasefire just days ago. Witnesses say fighting erupted Sunday on the west side of the town and later spread out to communities surrounding the town. Pope Francis urged political leaders across the world to respect the dignity of prison inmates and to offer them amnesty whenever possible. Francis held a special Jubilee Mass Sunday for some 1,000 prisoners. A U.S. citizen who believes his computer was hacked by the Ethiopian government is appealing for the right to have his case heard in a U.S. court. In 2014, a district court found that he could not sue Ethiopia for using software to monitor his activities. The 2014 decision determined that U.S. courts do not have jurisdiction because the alleged malware attack was initiated outside U.S. borders. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.